Several large U.S. and international corporations will be taking voluntary steps to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases that are believed to contribute to global warming. Companies like DuPont, Motorola, Ford, Waste Management, and American Electric Power are joining the new Chicago Climate Exchange. The exchange will provide market-based incentives for companies to reduce emissions and ultimately make a little money off of the effort. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
The Chicago Climate Exchange will work a lot like any other commodities exchange, except instead of trading pork bellies, the commodity will be air pollution, or at least the right to pollute the air. The participating companies all agree to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide, methane, and other greenhouse gases from the combustion of fossil fuels in their factories and power plants by 4% over the next 4 years. Those companies that reduce emissions by more than that will be given credits for the extra reductions. They can then trade or sell the credits on the exchange to the companies that fail to reduce emissions by the targeted amount. Richard Sandor is chairman and CEO of the Chicago Climate Exchange.
We all believe that energy efficiency is good business, and that good business basically can lead to good stewardship, and good stewardship will be rewarded in the stock market as well.
Sandor says this is the most cost-effective way for corporations to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases because it provides companies with financial incentives to meet or exceed the goals. Even if some fall short and have to buy credits, Sandor says the market approach ensures that the overall target for reductions is still met. Some of the participants say they already know they won't be able to reduce emissions enough and will be net buyers on the exchange. American Electric Power, for example, is the largest consumer of coal in the Western Hemisphere, the third largest consumer of natural gas, and thus is the largest emitter of carbon dioxide emissions in the U.S. Dale Heidloff is AEP's Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs.
We know, because we're the leading emitter of carbon dioxide emissions, that we have significant exposure on this issue. And we want to be proactive so that we can help shape that policy debate and hopefully come out with policies that allow us not only to survive it, which was an initial fear, to be honest, but to prosper under it.
Currently, there are no caps on greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. Caps are called for in the Kyoto Protocol on global warming. And even though the Bush administration rejects the Kyoto Accord, Heidloff and others say they believe it's just a matter of time before emissions are capped. Recent legislation introduced by Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona and Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman would force reductions in the amount of greenhouse gases spewed by U.S. power plants and factories. Heidloff says his company wants to have a competitive advantage when that day comes.
Because we're going to learn a lot of practical lessons that will identify for us opportunities for cost-effective emissions abatement that our competitors who are not in this program won't have.
Similar emission cap and trading programs exist in Europe and Japan, and some of these companies say that what they learned from participating in the Chicago Climate Exchange will help them meet mandates overseas. The exchange is patterned after a similar program for the trading of sulfur dioxide emissions to help reduce acid rain in the U.S. But the reductions of those pollutants is mandated by federal law and enforced by the EPA. Violations in the Chicago Climate Exchange will be policed by peer review under the same kind of enforcement provisions for defaults on the stock exchanges. While saying any reduction in emissions is a positive step, some environmentalists say there are too few volunteers in this program, and a voluntary program shouldn't be a substitute for stiff federal regulations. But Martin Zimmerman of the Ford Motor Company disagrees.
Leaping ahead to the regulatory approach was really putting the cart before the horse here, that what we're trying to do is gain information about the costs and benefits of these things, which I think are a necessary step for us to formulate public policy.
Organizers of the Chicago Climate Exchange say many potential participants are also eager to see how the voluntary caps and trading of emission credits will work. Even though trading will begin this spring with only these 14 entities, as many as 100 other companies have expressed interest and may join at later dates. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.